The next piece that I wanted to speak about was Arami Oved Avi. So the after Vehi She'amda, we then begin to darshan, to interpret various psukim. Rabbi Zirkin mentioned the text of Mikra Bikurim, the text that people would say when they would bring the first fruits to Yerushalayim, and it starts off with a sweeping history of the Jewish people. Arami Oved Avi, Lavan, the Arami tried to destroy our ancestor Yaakov, Vayered Mitzrayim, he went down to Mitzrayim, Vayagar Sham, Bimisei Me'ad, and he ended up living there, sojourning there with a small number of people. Vayihi Sham, Legoy Gadol Atzum Varav. So if you translate each of those words, you get, and he became there into a nation with its own distinct culture, its own distinct identity. That's what the Haggadah says, Mitzuyanim Sham, they were noticeable there. Gadol, great, that refers to quantity, they became a lot. Atzum is very strong, that's what freaked out the Egyptians. They said, wow, these aren't just passive large groups of people, these are people that can be moved to action. And then you have the last word, Varav. So what does Varav mean? Varav means a lot, but we just said that they were both quantitatively and qualitatively big. So what is that adding? And so in the text of the Haggadah, to explain the word Varav, the Haggadah mentions a very enigmatic pasuk from Yechezkel. It itself is not enigmatic, but its connection to the Haggadah is. Rivava katzemech hasada nisatich, vatirbi, vatigdili, vatavoi, ba'adei adoyim, shadayim nachonu, usarech tzimeach, va'at erom ve'erya. So the pasuk is from Yechezkel of Hashem describing the creation and finding the Jewish people, that he had basically planted them in the ground and they began to blossom, they began to ripen, as it were, and the imagery is used as a girl reaching physical maturity. And then it says, but you were still naked. Even though you were physically mature, you weren't really a person yet. You didn't have the respect and dignity that a mature adult should have. You were missing clothing. And then it continues, ve'evor alayich, and I passed you over, seemingly like by the Karban Pesach, that Hashem passed over the Jewish houses, vo'ereich misposeses b'domayich, and I saw you that you were sort of wallowing in your blood, which again parallels the Pesach story, the Omar, and I would say to you, B'damayich chayi v'omar lach b'damayich chayi, you will live by your blood. We say this at a bris milah, which was also a prerequisite for partaking in the Karban Pesach. So this pasuk does describe the Jewish people in Egypt at the time. They were maturing, and so, but they were naked. And God said, by your blood you will live. If you slaughter the Karban Pesach, if you circumcise yourself, you will live. What does that have to do with Varav? And you became a lot. So Rav Soloveitchik, I saw it in two places. One is in this Haggadah, the Siach HaGrid, by Rav Lichtenstein's son, Rabbi Yitzchak Lichtenstein, as well as in an English Haggadah by Rabbi Yosef Adler, the Rabbi Emeritus of Rinat. They both say this idea, one in Hebrew, one in English, that Varav doesn't just mean a lot, it also means great. That the Jewish people stopped seeing themselves as an amalgamation of individuals, but they began to mature. When you're a little kid, we spoke about this in the economics shiurim about Rav Shimon Shkup, where he says, when you're born, you see yourself as an individual person, and then as you mature, you realize, hey, I'm actually part of something bigger here. Myself actually extends to a family, to a community, and to a nation. And so the Jewish people matured as adults into realizing I'm not just a group of people, but we're a nation, and that means something. And then, though, the pasuk says, "Va'at erom ve'erya," you were naked from mitzvos. Even though you had this national identity, there was still some vacuum. You couldn't actuate all of what that culture, all of what that national identity stood for without Torah and mitzvos. And so Hashem sees that, and he says, "Ve'omar lach b'damayich chayi, ve'omar lach b'damayich chayi." By your blood you live. So what does that mean then? that seems to be saying, okay, so you're naked, you don't have tar mitzvahs yet, but don't worry, with your blood you'll live. So what does that mean? The blood is something that comes from within us. What Hashem is saying that, yes, without Torah and mitzvahs, you don't have your dignity. You're not able to function as a mature adult. You're not able to function as a nation. But what's actually going to get you through this tough time is, even without the Torah mitzvahs, there's something within you that needs to be brought forward as a prerequisite for getting the Torah and mitzvahs. In order to get the Torah at Har Sinai, in order to get the Karban Pesach, you needed to have this dam. You needed to have this blood, that blood that you would put on the doorpost, the blood of Bris Milah. What is the symbolization of blood? I think the idea of blood is, again, one, something that comes from within us, but the blood is the circulatory system. It transfers nutrients throughout the body. It is a plasma. It is a medium through which the body keeps going. It transfers other things. The blood transfer, the, so to speak, figurative blood of the Jewish people, is a certain tendency that we have that enables the transmission of Torah, mitzvos, keeping that Jewish identity alive. And it's that drive that actually will make us keep going, that will keep us alive. And that drive is from Arami Oved Avi. What we got from Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, the reason why we mention this at the Seder is not just that, oh, it's the beginning of our story, but rather, even though the Jewish people really became a nation after Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, even though they became a nation at in Mitzrayim and at Har Sinai, and when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole pre-Sinaitic history to the Jewish people that is so vitally important, not because it's more important than the Torah, but because it allows the Torah to be passed down from one generation to another. And so on Pesach, when we don't have the Torah yet in Jewish chronology, we get that 49 days later, what we're celebrating on Pesach and what we're affirming on Pesach is that drive to keep that Jewish story going, whatever that entails. Mitzvos, values, a commitment, Mesiras Nefesh, whatever that entails, that is part of the story of Arami Ovid Avi that we pass down to everybody at the table.